During vacation week, someone told me that he was in an out-of-town community, a small out-of-town community, and he was in shul on a Sunday morning with his 8-year-old son and a 6-year-old son, and they counted the number of people they had for a minyan, and there were 9 adults over bar mitzvah for a minyan, and they called everyone they knew. They couldn't get anyone to come, so the rabbi said, okay, have one of your boys hold the handle of a Sefer Torah, and we will then say Dvarim Shebek Dusha, Kaddish Kedusha, the whole thing. So he was a little weirded out by that. He thought that was a little bit strange, and he wanted to know whether that is in fact a thing, whether that's halacha. So I quickly took a poll amongst my 11th graders, asking, what do you think? Is this a thing or is this not a thing? So they decided overwhelmingly that it's not a thing, that there's that you can... but that's not the way we decide halacha, by taking polls amongst 11th graders. So let's see what the halacha actually says. The Gemara Maseches Brachos Daf Mem Zayin and Beis discusses whether ketanim can or cannot count toward a minyan. So the Gemara tells us, you know, the context of the Gemara is initially really discussing whether they can count toward a zimun, whether ketanim could be included in a zimun. So the Gemara says, katan al mutal barisa, Rabbi Yossi holds mizamnin alav, that you can be mizamin, but the Brisa said that katan nashim alav ketanim ain mizamnin alayin. So the Gemara asks the stira. So we said that osnos snif la asara, that if you want to get a minyan, a katan can be the last guy in a minyan for birchas hamazon. Then the Gemara says, "Amar Huna Tisha va'aron mitstarfin." If you have 9 people plus the aron, they're mitstarif. And Rav Nachman says, "That's ridiculous. Va'aron gabru. You think the aron is a person? Why in the world would the aron be mitstarif?" So rather, Rav Huna says that no, it means that if you have a group of people that looks like it's a minyan, and a group of 9 that looks like a minyan, even though it's not really, it's a machlokas in the Gemara whether to make it look like a minyan, you'd bunch them together or you'd spread them out. Which one looks more like a minyan? That's what it means, but not that the Aron does anything. Then the Gemara tells them, Rabbi Yochanan, katan poreach mizamnin lav. If a katan has the beginnings of shtei sa'aros, you could be mizamnin lav. And then the Gemara says that the Gemara concludes, less hilchsa kikola nishmeitza, rather katan yadel mimimvarchin mizamnin lav. We don't hold like any of these things, but it's unclear what we mean by any of these things. We just said like 15 different things. So we don't hold like any of these things. Rather, a katan is yodeh, lemi mevarchin, mezamnin lav. The Gemara tells a story that Abaye and Rava were children, and Rava said, lemi mevarchin, who do we bench, who do we bless, and who do we say brachas to? And they both said, Tashem. So he said, oh yeah, where's he? Because you never know, a lot of times kids are just repeating things, that words that they've heard, so they're just repeating the word Hashem, because they've heard that word Hashem before, but they don't really know what they're actually talking about. I remember one of my children, when they were young, was looking through my wedding album, and they saw a picture of Hashem, and they said, oh, is that Hashem? And I'm like, oh boy, I really quote him too much, maybe. But you know, they just heard the word Hashem, so they don't, but they have no concept. So they said, no, where is Hashem? So Rava points to the ceiling, Abai says, no, you gotta come outside, and points to Shemayim, that's where Hashem is. So Rabbi was very impressed that they're both going to be great rabbis, and sure enough, they both became Abaye and Rava, so they became pretty significant figures in Jewish history. So the Rav Avadia actually in Yabbi Yomer Chelek Dalet Siman Tes discusses whether the fact that a katan, whether the, counting a katan toward a minyan, he thinks depends on what the limud is that you need a minyan to say Dvarim Shebek Kedusha. That if we learn it from the Shvatim, he has different, there are different sources in Chazal, then the Shvatim were all Gedolim, but if we learn from Adas Korach, then Adas Korach would include children as well. So he says it may depend on what the limud is. But the Gemara doesn't say anywhere about requiring, about a katan holding a Sefer Torah or anything like that. It doesn't mention a word about that. Where does that come from? So the Gemara just discusses whether a katan counts toward a minyan. So Tosos on the spot in Brachos Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph, first Tosos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, that Afal Pidalas Ilchso Kalani Shmaitza Miu Halacha Krabi Shoban Levi Domer Katan Mamish Osan Osan Snifla Sara. That we pass in Krabi Shoban Levi, that if you have 9 adults and a katan, you're good. You don't need a Sefer Torah, nothing. You're good. That's all you need. Now the and that works for tefillah, for a minyan for tefillah, it certainly works. And then Tosfos quotes a little bit later on, v'yesh mitzarfin katan l'tefillah rak she'chumish biyado. Some require that the katan has to have a chumash in his hand as well. But Rabbeinu Tam says minag shtusu, that's ridiculous, because just like the Gemara said, atu aron gavrahu. Do you think the aron is a gavra? Hachnami atu chumish gavrahu. You can ask the same thing: is the chumish a gavra? And also, it says that the katan is mitzarif, so you don't need a chumish. Katan is mitzarif even without a chumish. He says, whoever heard of requiring a chumish or a sefer Torah or anything like that? Other than, so Tosfos already gives away where this comes from, other than in the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, where it talks about being ma'abr the Shana, that Rabbi Elazar holds you need a minion to be ma'abr the Shana, and if you don't have a minion, mevi'in sefer Torah, you bring a sefer Torah as the tenth man. But that's the only place we see it. But you bring a Shana, mehechi tesi, that you're going to apply it to tefillah as well. So that's where Rabbeinu Tam says it is a minag shtus. Now the Re says you can never count a katan toward a minion. So again, Rabbeinu Tam holds you can count a katan toward a minion. There's no need for a sefer Torah. The Re says you can never count a katan toward a minion. Sefer Torah doesn't help, but nothing else can't count a katan toward a minion, but they both seem to agree that the sefer Torah is lo malav lo marid, that it doesn't do anything to the ability to use a katan. And then the Re goes a step further and says, and you should know that even Rabbeinu Tam Atzmo, who said that you're allowed to count a katan toward a minion, would never actually do it lemaisa. He said this la halacha velo lemaisa. So and even with a chumash biyado, Rabbeinu Tam never would have allowed it. So that's what you have. You have Rabbeinu Tam on the one end, the Re on the other end, and this Yesh Nagu that Tosfos very eagerly rejects of maybe counting the katan if he's holding a Sefer Torah. Now, the idea of the Sefer Torah, as Tosfos notes, is probably either based on the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, or Yerushalmi that the Tosfos quotes and that the Beis Yosef quotes, that a Sefer Torah of a katan osin also sniffin la'asara. Yerushalmi says both the Sefer Torah and a katan could be a sniff la'asara. So maybe it means Sefer Torah v'katan, that a Sefer Torah together with a katan, but the Beis Yosef says, nah, that's not what it means. It means Sefer Torah or a katan, that one or the other is sniffla asara, or it's based on the idea of Tisha V'Aron, that the Gemara had a Havamina, that Tisha V'Aron mitstarfin. Now, the problem with suggesting that it would have to be a Sefer Torah per se is the Magen Avraham writes that you're not allowed to give a kid a Sefer Torah to hold, because that is a very terrible way to guard a Sefer Torah. You're supposed to make sure that a Sefer Torah is being protected and is going to be held properly. So you can't give a Sefer Torah to a child. Some places have this terrible minhag that after a guy does hagva, he doesn't want to have to be bound to hold the Sefer Torah, so he just hands it off to a kid, as if the Sefer Torah is beneath his dignity to have to hold the Sefer Torah. Hey, let a kid do it. It's a terrible idea. It's a terrible idea in terms of protecting the Sefer Torah. It's a terrible design to the Sefer Torah to say that it's beneath your dignity to hold the Sefer Torah. There were those places that had a practice to put the Sefer Torah down somewhere, to put it on the bima, or to put it in those benches with the two holes in it. Ramesh didn't like this practice, but that comes from the base midrash of Shalak Ksav Sofer, because the Ksav Sofer was concerned that people aren't going to be able to focus on listening to the Haftorah the way everyone normally does in every shul, to focus on listening to the Haftorah if they're busy holding a Sefer Torah. That's where that comes from, but to give it to a kid, it's totally off base. The Bach quotes the Rush that a chumish is enough, but he must mean a chumash, says the Bach, the Rosh must mean a chumash that's written kisefer Torah, that it's written al gvil in the klaf, you know, with like a scroll, not like a bound chumash like we have. That would not work. So what do we pass in la halacha? Shulchan Aruch writes in Simin Nun Hey Se'if Dalid that yesh matirin lomar davar shabekdusha b'tisha b'tirav katan shu yoser mi ben sheish v'yodei alim mispalim. Some say that it's mutter to say Dvar Mishab Kedusha if you have 9 adults and a katan who's at least 6 years old and is Yodea Lamim Espalulin. That we get from the end of that Gemara, that Abai and Rava had to be tested. V'lo nirin devreim, Shulchan Aruch says, I don't think that that's correct. V'lo nirin devreim l'gedolei aposkim. L'gedolei aposkim reject this. And the Ramad adds, and when they reject it, even Ali Dei Chumash, it doesn't work. But the Ramad adds, Miu yeshno agin l'akal b'shas avchak. But b'shas avchak, we could be meikel. What does it mean, b'shas avchak, we could be meikel? Says the Mishmur Sivkan Chavdal, and even without a chumash, b'shas avchak, we could be meikel. The Mishabru and Sivkan Chavdal also says that many achronim are not even meikel b'shas avchak. Even though the Ramah says that we can be meikel b'shas avchak, many achronim disagree. Aruch HaShulchan and Siv Yud says that we're machmir even b'shas avchak, that we're not mitzdarif. Akatan Shuvus B'tzal Achach Machel Gdal Simulam Gimel, he says that a community can rely on their minug if they had that minug that the Ramah quotes. votes to be samech b'shas adchak. They can rely on that minog, but that's only if it was a valid minog. What makes something a valid minog? That there used to be talmidei chacham that lived in that community that were koveya the minog. But if there was ever any Torah leadership in that community, then you can't call that a minog even to begin with. In the tshuvas of the Netziv in Meshiv Dover Chelik Aleph Siman Tes, the Netziv writes that it's a major machlokas rishonim achronim. So man David hachi lo mishtabish, man David hachi lo mishtabish. Whichever way you do, you're not really mistaken. But Yoser Tov, he says, is not to allow it even b'shas adchak, because then people will come to allow it even when it's not a shas adchak. It's very hard to measure it and to keep it, to maintain it, to contain it rather, to just a shas adchak. However, Rav Moshe Nigus Moshe Archaim Chelik Beis Simin Yilchas says that we first have to analyze what is the big deal if you say Dvar Mishav Kedusha. Let's say you say Dvar Mishav Kedusha and you do not have a halachic minyan. What have you violated? So he says this is a violation only of a din d'rabbana, not of a din d'oraisa. Even saying a bracha levatala, like Chazaras Hashatz, is an iser midrabbanan according to the majority of Rishonim. And therefore, when you have a din d'rabbanan that's at stake, and you have a das yachid that's mekel, so you're allowed to be somech on the das yachid b'shas hadchak for a din d'rabbanan. He says that's the rule in halacha, and maybe even if it were a din d'oraisa, all of that would get you into a machloka shach and taz in your de'esim and reish sadi gimel. And therefore, Rav Moshe says we're allowed to rely on that. And he says really you shouldn't even need a sefer Torah, because the das yachid, the shita samekel Rabbeinu Tam holds you don't even need a sefer Torah, but might as well say satisfy that opinion also, so have a kid hold the Sefer Torah. Aye, but you're not allowed to give a Sefer Torah to a kid. So Rav Moshe says, so put the Sefer Torah on the beam and have a kid hold the Eitz Chaim. Have a kid just hold the handle of the Sefer Torah, and that will be good enough. And he says, ideally, you'd want to get an older kid. If you can get someone who's over 12, who's a Mufal Samal Chlish, that would be even better. And in the Tshuva Shraga Amer, Chelik Zayit, and Sim and Ayin Vav, he says, B'didi Avuv, the Bekat Nusi, I remember when I was a kid, they gave me a Chumash, and they counted me toward a minion. So there were many communities that were Samech on this bishas hadchak to rely on it. Rav Avadia Yosef in the Tshuva in Yabia Omer Chel Dalit Simin Tes is very against this, and he says first of all he does not like Rav Moshe's idea that you could be somech on das yachid b'shas adchak, because it's against the Mechaber. Mechaber says not to pass in this way. Aye, when the Mechaber quotes a yesh misha omer, doesn't it mean that you're allowed to rely on that yesh misha omer b'shas adchak? He says, so the Mechaber writes a yesh matirin over here, and then says, can't you rely on the yesh matirin? It makes it into Shulchan Aruch. Says Rav Avadia, not when the Mechaber follows that up with the words, v'lo nirin divrei. When the Mechaber says "V'lo nirin devrayim l'gedolei aposkim," it means that you may not rely on it. So Rav Avadia is not a big fan of this. Says Rav Avadia, it's known that in Shalos Tshuvos Min HaShemayim, and Shalos Tshuvos Min HaShemayim was one of the Balei HaTosfos, used to go to sleep at night and go up to Shemayim and ask all of his questions up in Shemayim, and then when he'd wake up in the morning, he'd write down the Tshuva, a very interesting Tshuva Sefer. You would think he would start asking things like, Tzadik Varalo, Rasha V'Tovlo, the meaning of life. He asked, do you make two brachas on tefillin or one bracha on tefillin? Very basic halacha questions. So in Shalos Tshuvos Min HaShemayim, says you're allowed to count to katan. What do you say about that? God paskins against you, Rav Avadia? Rav Avadia says, no, loba shemayimi. Shalosh Tshuvos Min HaShemayim doesn't get to determine what the halacha is just because it came as Shalosh Tshuvos Min HaShemayim. So therefore, says Rav Avadia, one should not be somich on this, even b'shas adchak, because the Svardim paskin like Maran, not like the Ramah, and therefore, call me Shanaga Hashem Belibo. Anyone who has a little bit of your Shemaim, if you're in a shul where they're going to rely on a kid, Yetzei Lachutz Va'al Yispal Elimahem. They're relying on 9 people plus a kid, leave. And then they'll only have 8 people plus the kid, and then they won't make this terrible mistake of saying Dvar Mishav Kedusha. Wow! Even though they're relying on a Shita and Rishonim, leave and don't allow them to do that. Because according to you, according to us, says Rav Avadia, Asvarim, says Rav Avadia, it is a, they're going to violate all sorts of brachos levatala. But Rav Moshe obviously passing like Ramah, that b'shas adchak we could be mekel, even though the Mishmur quotes many achronim that aren't willing to rely, even b'shas adchak, Rav Moshe thinks we can. question is, how do you define a sha'asad chak? So if Moshe writes, even if there's another shul in town, but people, if you say to the nine people that are gathered in the shul, you know what, let's just go to the other shul and combine with them for today, if not everyone will go. Six of them will go. The other three will say, you know what, I don't have time, I got to get to work. And they're going to end up not davening b'tzibur and miss the varm shebekdusha. You're allowed to be mitzari for katan in your shul and not go to the other shul. Even that would be called a shasad chak. Or even if you're going to have to be mevatel your normal shir that you have in the shul after davening. Even if the other shul that you would go to also has a shir after davening, but it's not your shir. It's not the shir that you normally like to go to. That's also considered a shasad chak, says Rav Moshe. And his raya is that we even allow a kohen to leave Eretz Yisrael and to be metamil Eretz Amim to go learn. So for the sake of Talmud Torah, that would be defined as Shasad Chak. That's what Shulchan Aruch says in Yerodeh Sim Shinayin Beis. The Rivash is quoted in the Magen Avraham Kuf and Dalet Sivkan Chav Gimel, that you're allowed to build the second shul, even if the first shul has plenty of room, and you can't stop people from doing the mitzvah. So even the Magen Avraham who argues, would only argue about building the shul. But once it's built, they can't be mevatel that shul. He can't be mevatel that minyan. So Rav Moshe holds, if there's a shul there supporting that minyan, making sure that they're able to get together and daven, that's called the shasad chak. That's how Rav Moshe defines shasad chak. In Shuvas Chalkas Yaakov Chelik Aleph Siman Gimel, he says it will cause a bitul minyan kavua. And by being mevatel minyan kavua, what happens? It becomes like self-fulfilling. You know, on Monday, they have a hard time. Nine people struggle and they come and they adjust their schedules and they come to the shul. And then they see there's no minyan. On Tuesday, you're not going to have more people. You're going to have less people. Because people are going to say, why should I drive myself crazy? We're not going to have a minyan anyway. So it's going to cause a yisrashlus in the minyan. So that's considered a shasav chak, says the Chalkas Yaakov. Marsham and Chelik Gimelsim Kuf Samach Bey says that when the existing minyan, the other minyan that has a minyan, doesn't allow answering Amen Bekol and doesn't daven properly and is going to be a bad place to be mechanech tanim, better to daven with nine people in a katan rather than daven in a place that doesn't say Pesukei Tzimra out loud and doesn't answer Amen out loud and daven properly. In the Tshuvas Mishnah Halachos Chelik Dalet Siman Ches, he vehemently disagrees with all this. He says, no, Shasad Chak means that there is not a minion of 10 men over bar mitzvah who live in the city. If the city has 10 men over bar mitzvah, then it's not called the Shasad Chak. Only 9 of those men showed up to shul. Yeah, for someone's laziness, we're not going to call that a Shasad Chak. It's one thing if they're going out and saving lives, and that's why they're not here. Yeah, then we'll call it a Shasad Chak. But just because someone's being lazy, we're not going to call that a Shasad Chak. Now, how much of davening do we rely on this for? If you're gonna use Rav Moshe's kula, so Mishmur Sivkan Chavdal says you should still keep it to a minimum. Only say the necessary kaddish, not the kaddish after Aleinu, which is just optional. The Tshuvas Shevet Alevi Chelik Avsim Kuftas Vav says not to rely on it for laning. Although Rav Moshe says we're more makel by laning because the katan is all the liminyan shiva for laning. Katan can even get an aliyah. And Rav Moshe writes that the chazan should not say the tefillah belachash, meaning the way to do chazaras hashatz in such a situation, either do a hechi kedusha or have the chazan just wait on the tefillah belachash while everyone else is saying the tefillah belachash, and then he'll say his private tefillah out loud as the chazaras hashatz, and that way it won't be a bracha levatala or 19 brachas levatala for the chazan. You're not risking all those brachas levatala. So even when you're relying on it, you try to minimize the situation. So this fellow who's away with his 8-year-old and a 6-year-old, and they wanted him to hold the Sefer Torah, that they were clearly relying on Shitas from Moshe, because that's what Moshe holds that you're allowed to do, against what the Mishnah Berurah quotes from all of the Achronim, and certainly against Rav Avadya Yosef and what the Pesach normally is for Svaradim.